And thanks, Pavel and Galka, for setting off a very interesting discussion. And I think Usman has highlighted the complexities of the issues in relation to this concept of non-discrimination. I mean, I must say, you know, we often hear the sort of maxim of don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, and I think non-discrimination very much complicates our task in making any progress, because it's a concept that is very hard to apply on what is already a very uneven landscape. And I think, as Galka has pointed out, I mean, the MPT in itself was conceived as a treaty which had an inbuilt discriminatory element to it, because it recognises the non-nuclear weapon state and the nuclear weapon states. So, I mean, my comment more than a question is to say, well, I mean, non-discrimination is a great objective for us all to pursue, but we need to get to that point. And to get to that point, I would argue that we need to make progress. And ultimately, to get progress, we need to start with what are achievable steps. And I would say that an FMCT, if it cuts off fissile material, whether or not we're able to address the issue of stocks right at the outset, is moving us forward. And if we get too caught up on the idea of, but hold on, to be truly non-discriminatory, we need to include stocks, I fear that we won't make any progress at all. But that's a discussion for another day.
Thank you. Let's take one more, and then